Hi, I'm Dennis Sheeran.
And I'm Raymond Steinmetz from the Instant Relevance Podcast. And we're part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 150 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast. 150. Wow, that's kind of like a halfway milestone to 200, right? And member of the Education Podcast Network. Now I'm all flustered and I can't remember what I was going to say. Coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. Back from the TCEA conference, which was in Austin, Texas. It's a fantastic conference. Had a great time there. Hope you've been enjoying some of the interviews that you that I was bringing you from the conference. Hopefully that with that one several episodes ago, that jackhammer thing wasn't like too terribly awful. To be totally honest, I haven't listened to it yet, so I need to go back and see how much torture I put you all through. But one of the things that I love about going to an event like that is hearing some of the things that other people are doing. I mean, that's kind of what a conference is all about, right? And I know a lot of times when I go to conferences, I do a lot of presenting, which means that I don't get to do as much listening. But I had this one session where I learned a lot. And so I want to share with you a little bit about that. It had to do with Google Classroom. So I did a presentation called Organizing Your Google Classroom Marie Kondo Style. And we talked about some of the ways that you can organize your Google Classroom using topics. Topics aren't a new, they're a newish thing, sort of a newer thing, but not like brand new. But how you use them can be super, super powerful. If you want to see the session resources to that session, if you want to see like some of the suggestions that I made, you can go to ditchthattextbook.com/organize, and that will show you a lot of what we talked about. Of course, what I love to do in those sessions too is to make it kind of an open conversation. And a bunch of the people in my session had some really, really good suggestions on how they organize their Google Classroom. So I wanted to share some of those with you. One of them was an elementary teacher, and she says, you know, I'm self-contained and I do, you know, I have all of the subjects in my class. Do you suggest that, you know, I have different topics for each subject? Now, I've taught high school my entire career, so I've never really done Google Classroom for an elementary school. And then we had several hands shoot up, and they're like, no. You want to make different classrooms for the different subjects. If you have all of the students self-contained within, you know, if you have if you teach all of the subjects, just do a different classroom, and that helps organize it a little bit easier. And if you're an elementary teacher listening to this, you're probably like, shh, I already knew this. If you're a high school teacher, you're probably like, well, I've already got, you know, my different classrooms for my different classes. But I think it's interesting to share this sometimes because the way that the different types of classes, you know, the different levels use it sometimes opens things up. So sometimes, you know, I think we have that fixed mindset of, you know, for me with high school of thinking every class gets its own classroom. But in this case, you know, just hearing what other people are doing, I think is super useful. Here's another one. If you have your classwork page open on Google Classroom and you're trying to find a specific assignment, a really simple thing that you can do is just go Control F, which is find. If you're using a MacBook, it's Command F, and then type in one of the words in it, and it's going to search through those assignments to find that one assignment. So if you've got a whole bunch of assignments and a whole bunch of stuff in your Google Classroom classwork page, this could be a really easy way to be able to track some of that stuff down fast. Now, one thing you got to be careful of is that Google Classroom doesn't load every single item on your classwork page every time. You've got to scroll down for a little bit, and then it loads some more, and you scroll down, and you load some more. So what you might want to do if you've got a lot of things and you want to search through all of them is scroll until it loads everything, and then use Control F. That could potentially work. Just throwing that out there. Here's another one that was really, really helpful. We talked about emojis and how you can use emojis in your topics and in the titles of your Google Classroom assignments. And so, you know, I wasn't aware of this keyboard shortcut, but if you've listened to me for very long or read anything on the blog, you know, I am a fan of a good keyboard shortcut. So, some of the folks there started sharing these keyboard shortcuts so that you can load up the emoji keyboard quickly. And so they said with Windows, if you've got a Windows device, you want to hold in the Windows key and push the period key. Windows key and period key. Try it out. And if you've got a Mac, you're going to do Command-Control-Spacebar. Command-Control-Spacebar. So again, that's Windows key and period if you're using a Windows device, Command, Control, Spacebar if you're using a Mac, and that can pull that emoji keyboard up really fast. You don't need a Chrome extension or anything. Pretty cool stuff. So that's just a handful of the things that some of my participants had to share about organizing their Google Classroom. Really, really good stuff. If you want to see the resources to the session, again, they're at ditchthattextbook.com/organize. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.